It was 80 years ago this week that aviation pioneer Amelia Earhart and her navigator Fred Noonan disappeared over the Pacific Ocean. At the time, Earhart was arguably the second most famous and admired woman in the U.S., behind only First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. A number of efforts to confirm what actually happened to Earhart have taken place over the decades, and progress has been made, and those have focused on an island called Nikumaroro in the Southeast Pacific. The newest expedition is being supported by the National Geographic Society and has brought forensic dogs into the mix. The dogs are exceptional at finding human remains. And to tell us more, I'm joined by Rick Gillespie. He is executive director of the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery. He's led nearly a dozen expeditions in the past to the island in the hunt to solve the Amelia Earhart mystery. Rick, as I mentioned, Amelia Earhart was admired by a huge percentage of the American people. But why does her story still fascinate so many people?
Because her disappearance became the subject of so much controversy. Oh, she just crashed at sea. No, she didn't. She must have survived. No, she didn't. She was captured by the Japanese. Back and forth and back and forth. Almost 30 years ago now, we took it on as a challenge and said, well, okay, there might be something real that can be done here to figure out what happened to this woman. The public clearly wants to know. And we just found it to be an absolutely fascinating case, cold case, aviation accident, mysterious disappearance. And little bit by little bit, the picture does come together. And so when you do find new evidence and you present that evidence and the jigsaw puzzle becomes clearer and clearer over the years, yeah, sure, that keeps people's attention.
Rick, the disappearance happened in 1937, and about 3 years later, there was some progress in a search in that Southeast Pacific area. How did that all come about?
The British got around to putting a group of settlers, a work party, on this uninhabited island to clear land for a village and a colony. And the work party finds a human skull on the far end of the island, remote area, and they bury it. And when the first white administrator shows up, he's a colonial officer named Gerald Gallagher, shows up, he hears about the skull. He says, well, they found a skull. There's got to be more bones there. Let's go look. So this is 1940, September of 1940. He goes down to this site, pokes around in the bush, and says, yeah, there's a whole campsite here. Some castaway tried to survive. There's a partial skeleton. Many of the bones have been carried off by the giant coconut crabs who live on the island. But there's a campfire, there's dead birds, there's parts of a woman's shoe. He says, wait a minute, this might be Amelia Earhart. So he contacts his superiors in Fiji, 1,000 miles away, and says, look, I found this stuff. There's a chance it's Amelia Earhart. The British administrator in Fiji says, well, you box up all that stuff and send it to us and keep your mouth shut. It's September of 1940. Things are a little dicey for Britain. The Battle of Britain is going on. The relationship with the United States is very delicate. He gives the bones to a local physician who has no particular training in forensic osteology. And the doctor comes up with, he takes measurements and he says, oh, these are the bones of a short, stocky European man. It's not Amelia Earhart. And the file gets closed. We tracked down the original British file in an archive in England in 1998. But once we had the file, we had the whole story. The bones have been lost. The objects found with the bones have been lost. But the doctor's notes are there. His report and the measurements he based his evaluation on are there. We gave those measurements to modern forensic anthropologists who plug the measurements into the databases available now for assessing gender and ethnicity from bone measurements. What comes out of the computer is white female, Northern European extraction, roughly 5'7". That's a pretty good description of Amelia Earhart.
And now the latest expedition is taking place. It involves dogs trying to detect human remains on the island. Rick, as someone who knows as much as you do about this, what do you think of that element being added to the process?
Well, I get in trouble with this from my own people. I'm pretty skeptical about the dogs. I know that place. At that site where the bones were found, routinely 115 degrees. We have found bone there in the past that is human bone. We found a fingertip. Couldn't get sequenceable DNA from it. It's just too degraded. And I'm not sure there are many more bones to be found there. Rats, there's lots of rats on the island. Rats chew up bones. I think it is in the category of, well, if National Geographic wants to give it a shot, sponsor it, yeah, what the heck, you know, give it a try. We've tried a lot of technologies out there that have failed. Ground-penetrating radar. I'm glad they're doing the dogs. As long as the dogs come out of it in one piece, that's great. You know, it's worth trying.
Considering what you've seen and what you've discovered on all your other trips to the island, is there one step that if you had the opportunity, it might make a huge difference?
We're doing something on this trip that I think is our best shot right now, and that is some work with scuba divers looking for surviving components of the airplane that still survive from 1937. Beyond that, what I've dreamed of for years now, tried to raise the money and failed to raise the money, is submersibles, manned submersibles that will search the deep ocean off the edge of the island. We've tried with side-scan sonar. We've tried with remote-operated vehicles. You need brains and eyeballs down there. University of Hawaii, Pisces, three-man, manned submersibles is the way to go. But it's expensive. It's a couple $1 million. And, you know, pie in the sky at this point.
Rick Gillespie is the executive director of the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery. We've been talking about the latest expedition to conclusively determine what happened to Amelia Earhart in 1937.